For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, this is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. You can go on the Village Green site and click on the radio show, The Essentials of Healthy Living, and select your topic. They have updated what we call our favorite or best shows, and they have listed at least 50 shows, and they continually update the list. So pick out your subject and have a listen. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can join us next week for Kevin's interview. Now, our guest today is David Foreman. He is a pharmacist, calls himself the herbal pharmacist. And our topic is Shake Off the Santa Belly, Surprising Herbal Tricks to Depress Your Appetite and Stomach Through the Holidays and the New Year. So welcome to the show, Dr. Foreman.
Thank you very much for having me. And it's interesting because you said through the holidays, but in all honesty, this is just sound advice for year-round use. So hopefully people don't just think about using these tips for the next several weeks. These are things that I use. I call them possible ways of cheating. We'll call it during the holidays, but they carry over to other times of the year as well.
Yes, and that's important because if it works at the holidays, it's certainly going to work the rest of the year.
Right.
They gain that usual 3 to 5 pounds around the holidays, and there's a reason for that. So hopefully we will be helpful with a lot of tips. But let's talk about the obesity crisis going on in the country. Give us a little more information on that.
Well, not to sound weird on this one, but I feel like our population's growing. How about that? Saying on words, not just in numbers, but in size. And I was kind of taken back by this new information out just recently, saying that the obesity percentage of people that are obese in the United States actually went up. It actually went up 3%. So the 38% of the average, of the American population now is considered obese. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down. There's so much in the news, the last several years and there's so many different diets that you see promoted, especially this time of the year going into the New Year's when people proclaim they're going to, lose that 20 they put on this, this past year. And, I would have thought that we'd at least seen it stop. Instead, it's actually growing, and it's very disheartening for me as a healthcare professional and provider to see that we're failing ourselves. And it does lead to other health issues. I mean, being overweight is a major risk factor for the major diseases that kill us, cancer,
exactly.
Heart disease, and diabetes, they all kill us. And yet we're, this is the worst thing we could possibly be doing.
Yes, it's interesting. Someone once said to me, and I thought it was an aha statement, we're the only country in the world where the poorest people are the heaviest. And a lot of that is the cheap fast food soda drinks. When you don't have much money and you can feed your family for $10 at a fast food place, it's hard for people to think differently about it. And also, I think a lot about epigenetics, because We have been on this SAD diet, standard American diet, for a long time. So if we look back from the 50s to now, with right. all the artificial sweeteners, with this idea that all fats are bad, the high carbo diets that were popular, which I still don't quite understand. And I do, I do know that there's no one diet for everybody on earth, but the American right. diet is nobody's natural diet.
No, you're, I wish I had, well, you do podcasts, right? Or you record,
yes.
you save these archive shows. So that's a, I'm going to have to grab that because what you just said really just nailed it completely. And if I was in studio with you, I'd high five you. Or
thank you. Well, high five. Imagine yeah. high five.
Yeah, right. We'll do it. My daughter and I call it an air five.
Yeah, sounds good.
But yeah, it's. I mean, it is really. You know, we're doing everything wrong. I mean, it's obvious by you know the fact that the numbers have you know grown even more. And another thing, I've been doing a lot more reading on this topic because. You know, granted, you know, we see these numbers come out and, but I really wanted to see like, where are we, you know, where's the biggest change? And it was actually, you know, I know nowadays we don't like racial profiling, but in this case, the great majority of the growth in obesity was, among Hispanics and Blacks. And, you know, I kind of wonder, you know, why in that category, you know, and like you mentioned the great thing, your point of, you know, it's hard to feed if you're really struggling with, you know, for funds, it's really hard to afford to eat right. And it's funny, the other day I'm traveling right now. I was in a Whole Foods in downtown Chicago the other day, and I'm looking around and I was like, it's so expensive to shop there. And I'm like, and I looked around and everybody in there was thin. You know, of normal weight. And I'm like, of course, they're the only ones that can afford to shop here, you know, but it just doesn't make sense why the ethnic, you know, like I'm trying to wrap my head around why ethnically those two populations are had significant growth in the number of people that are obese, you know, versus, you know, white Americans. And I don't really know why.
Yes. And I know there's a group in South America that lived on very low calorie intake, did not have a lot of plants. When they moved to the city, and I'm putting quotes around that because the city was very rural by our standards, they had access to a lot of good food and they became obese. The Zucker rats are the rats that we study for obesity. They are bred to be obese. And what happened with this culture is that to survive, they became calorie efficient. Then they move and they're eating
all right.
An ordinary good diet, good calories, and they became obese. And so I've been thinking, as you have, why 57% of Black women were obese. And this goes back to 2011, 2014.
Right.
And then right behind them, Hispanic women. The concern I have is that when a mother has a child and her weight is ideal, that child's risk for obesity is very limited. If she simply gains weight, becomes overweight or obese, has a second child, that child's risk for obesity is huge, and that child passes on the epigenetic change. And that's why we're not seeing a rapid turnaround in among people who... I have a very good friend who said, Dana, I gave up my sodas. I gave up all the diet stuff. It's not helping. I said, you've spent 65 years eating that way. It's
right.
not going to change in a year. You have trained your body.
Yeah. Right. No, and it's very true. And along the lines of what you're describing to people, you know, I actually, every year at the beginning of the year, I fast for 21 days. And, you know, kind of what you're just describing about the tribe in South America, you know, or what you described about your friend. You know, it's funny, after just 3 weeks of fasting, what happens to my metabolic rate is ridiculous. you know, because my body does go into recovery, not recovery mode, but it goes into protecting my body. So my metabolic rate slows down, and you know, when I stop the fast and start slowly reincorporating food, it's amazing how quick I put weight on, because again, like you just described, my metabolic rate has changed. And and you know, for people that do overeat and then, you know, they've wired their body to become fat factories, I call it.
Right.
And so, you know, granted, you know, somebody might stop the sodas and they might stop certain things, but your body sort of gets these deep trenches that that are going to force your whatever you consume to be stored as fat, and it does take time to make a new rut, we'll call it, and have your body not do that. And so anyway, I'm actually enjoying what you're sharing, because I'm learning from you as well, and I really appreciate that.
I learn with every show. It's very exciting, and our listeners learn. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Our guest is David Foreman, the herbal pharmacist, and we're talking about shaking off the Santa belly and the herbal tricks that can depress your appetite and stomach through the holidays and New Year. And we have mentioned up front, this is for every day, not just the holidays. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary with big savings. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to help fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice in both places. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway product. And I did want to tell you something new and exciting. They have a new tool. It's called Natural Medicines comprehensive database. And it's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative, integrative, and I will throw in there the term functional therapies. And some of the key features include the ability to check for drug-nutrient interactions, nutrient depletions, safety during pregnancy and lactation, and they have over 1,200 food, herb, and supplement monographs. And they include effectiveness, dosage, administration, adverse effects, and warnings. I am so happy to see more of this type of information available. And so if you have questions, ask them at Village Green. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so join us next week for Kevin's interview on nutrition. Our guest today is David Foreman. He's the herbal pharmacist, and we're talking about shaking off the Santa belly and talking about herbal tricks to depress your appetite, and we're talking about this through the holidays and throughout the year, every year. So let's continue our conversation. We were talking about really the epidemic in obesity, and you mentioned the 38% of Americans are obese now. 57% of black women were found to be obese by 2014, and that's the highest rate of any demographic. And then the Hispanic women were behind, then Hispanic men. So it's prevalent, and it's getting worse as these statistics are showing us.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things that really jumps out for me, especially like why we're having this conversation today about, you know, we're calling it shake off the Santa belly. The average American, let's say for instance that you're, you know, a 45-year-old person and you're kind of getting used to gaining 10 pounds every year. I mean, that's kind of the number I hear from people. But let's just for that, just let's easy numbers. 75% of the person's average weight gain, 75% of that usually happens during the holidays. So from Thanksgiving to New Year's, which is what, 6 weeks usually, something like that.
Right.
If you gain 10 pounds during the year, 75% or basically 7.5 pounds of that most likely is going to happen now. We're in prime time for that right now. And so that's why I really want people to, you know, get a hold of yourself right now, you know, because, people always say, oh, well, I'll start on January the 2nd or 3rd, you know, whatever the Monday is after New Year's Day, they're going to start on that day. Nobody ever starts on January 1st.
Right.
You know, kind of go into this with we can call it a running start, but you know, let's not even be that way. Let's say we're going into it with a brisk walking start. You could do a lot for yourself by starting now with just these simple things so that you don't gain 75% of your, you know, you actually go the other direction. You might actually lose weight during the holidays. And wouldn't that be a fantastic thing to be able to enjoy yourself again in moderation, but without, you know, packing on the pounds?
Well, let's talk about those tips, because I like it when our listeners go away from the show and they can do something right then and there. They can make a change.
Well, when it comes to, I mentioned it in the first, like the top of the first segment, where I said that, you know, my tips today are twofold for, especially during the holidays, or again, you know, you could even carry this forward to 4th of July, memorial picnics and birthday parties and whatever else. There's two things that happen for people. One is they do pack on weight. They literally do, produce more fat. They get fatter. But another thing that happens to a lot of people is they bloat up. And so my tips today are, some are for the bloating aspect, because I have a really good friend of mine in California. She's a workout warrior. I mean, she's one of those people that, you know, does an hour and a half of spin class and then goes and, you know, lifts weights for an hour and a half. And, you know, she is one of those, you know, amazing athletic bodies. And she used to listen to me when I had a radio show on satellite, and she finally got tired of me talking about boxed foods and how bad they were for you. Those prepackaged, boxed, starchy, salty foods.
Right.
So she stopped eating them. And after 10 days, she had lost 4 pounds without doing anything different. All she did, and she said to me, she emailed me, she's like, you know, I hate to admit that you're right. She's like, but, you know, not only are those foods bad because starches convert to sugar real easy, she's like, but all that sodium and those pointless, worthless carbs bloated her up. She actually carried more water weight as well. And I don't think people realize that sometimes that extra tightness in your waistband or your belt, sometimes it could just be bloating. So, so I just want to let people be aware that if I eat the wrong foods tonight, you know, tomorrow my shoes might be a little tighter. But for me, it's a temporary thing. It's not that I packed on pounds. It's that I packed on water.
Yes.
So,
you know,
so I'm gonna help you with all of that today. That's my point.
Yeah. Thank you very much for talking about the bloating and edema, because it's the body's way of trying to dilute what it doesn't want. Now, we need salt. We need glucose. But we don't need the amounts that we're getting. And so the body then, just like with a diabetic, it makes you thirsty, so you're diluting that sugar in your blood and urinating it out. And so our tissues get bloated. It's saying we're not eating the right thing.
No, exactly. Another example of the bloating beyond that is sometimes we overindulge, you know. So so I even have short-term, like, one of my favorite things is peppermint. Whether it's peppermint tea or just a real peppermint, that's perfect for people that, you know, you just sat down and you had this amazing, you know, meal, but you overdid it. You overate. You're feeling kind of yucky. You know, your stomach's like, God, I'm miserable. Why did I eat all this? You might have even eaten foods that you're not normally accustomed to eating. Peppermint's one of my favorite things. You can either have hot tea. That's what I like to do. I travel with peppermint tea. Not that I overindulge in food that often, but I'm a human being, and I like to enjoy my life periodically and go a little too far. But peppermint tea is one of my favorite things. So if you do have that bloating just from overeating, it may not be the carby, starchy, salty, sugary thing we were just talking about, but just if you had that one night where you just overate, peppermint tea is a great thing to incorporate into your lifestyle. And if you can't get peppermint tea or you don't like making it, you can always get, you know, a real peppermint, and it'll ease that bloating. It's very soothing for your digestive system.
Good tip. What else? This is
good. Well, you know, as long as we're on the topic of tea, one of my favorite, I'd say it's probably my top, one of my top three herbs out there is green tea. And, you know, I've been for years preaching that we need to consume 3 to 5 cups of green tea a day just because of its overall health benefits. It's good for people with heart disease concerns. It's good for diabetics. It's good for people with cancer concerns, or, you know, even during cold and flu season, it's so high in antioxidants and it's an immune support. Well, with regards to our topic of weight gain today, green tea is one of my favorite herbs for weight loss. Because it has a mild, and a key word here is mild, effect at increasing your metabolic rate. And the reason I focus on the mild, if we overstimulate the body to lose weight, the body will adapt to that, and your metabolic rate will actually slow down over time. And that's why so many people yo-yo on these high-powered, you know, weight loss supplements that were out there, the stimulant weight loss supplements, because they really amped you up too far, and then your body just can't handle it, and it literally will throttle back, or I like to say it burns itself out. But green tea isn't that way. Green tea, if you make it properly, which is if you're going to brew it for no more than 3 minutes, otherwise you do concentrate the caffeine effect, and it kind of gets bitter. You can buy a green tea capsule or extract in liquid. You can even, you know, nowadays you can go to any pretty much grocery store, even convenience store, and buy green tea. But green tea is one of my favorite teas, again, for overall health. But with the topic of weight loss, for those people that, you know, you've been doing the right thing. You've been working out. You've been eating right. But you kind of hit that plateau, which is a normal thing. Green tea sometimes will give you that just a little bit of an extra kick in your metabolic rate to kind of get you over that plateau and back on, you know, to achieving the weight. I use it to actually maintain my weight. I'm not overweight, but I drink green tea. I probably drink at least 3 cups of green tea every day. And I don't even think of it for me as a weight loss thing, but as we're talking about it right now, I'm like, well, maybe that's another reason I stay at a normal weight, is I do have green tea and it supports what I would call my metabolic rate. It doesn't overstimulate me, but it keeps things going the right direction.
And, it's something that you suggest that people sip throughout the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Which should stave off hunger.
Yeah, I mean, not only does it increase metabolic rate, you said the other benefit of it is it curbs your desire to eat. It has a very mild appetite suppressant. And it's really funny. I travel a lot. I live on the road. I'm in the middle of an 8-day, 5-city trip, and it's interesting because I've noticed on days where I don't get time to eat, or I'm not going to eat in the airport because I'm not going to eat that. I'd rather not eat than eat crap food. Pardon me for saying it that way, but
yes.
And so I noticed myself like cruising through an airport, going, "Man, I think I need a green tea," and I think it's because I know it's going to curb my appetite. And I'm not going to feel as hungry because, you know, I haven't eaten breakfast or lunch, which I know is not right. But in my lifestyle, like right now, I have a bag of trail mix here that, you know, has cashews and almonds and a little bit of dried cranberries in it. And, you know, I have this with me, but sometimes I don't. And so I know I find myself consuming more green tea. And I'm, you know, I think it's probably just because I know it, you know, it'll kind of curb my appetite until I can get to an area where I can eat food that I find acceptable for my body.
Well, these are helpful suggestions. And for listeners who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're talking with David Foreman, the herbal pharmacist. And we're going to have more tips about shaking off the Santa belly through the holidays and the whole year. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary with big savings. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle. at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can join Kevin next week for his interview and discussion on nutrition. Our guest today is David Foreman, the herbal pharmacist, and our topic is about shaking off the Santa belly and some herbal tricks to depress your appetite. It's through the holidays, New Year, every day, every year. Because if it works in the holidays, it's what you should be doing. And we talked about the obesity epidemic, and this belly issue is, as that waistline is getting bigger, that's a sugar problem. You're converting glucose through insulin to fat called triglycerides. Your cholesterol goes up, your belly goes up, and someone says stop eating eggs and meat when that's not what's doing it. So let's carry on the conversation, Dr. Foreman.
That just makes me want to bang my head into the wall when I hear when I hear people say that. It's so funny. My daughter's 14. She is brilliant. She takes, you know, all honors or advanced placement classes as a freshman in high school. And one of her classes, I think it was her biomed class, this is appropriate to the topic, so that's why I'm going down this path.
Oh, that's great.
So her biomed teacher, I think they were discussing addiction, and you know, and that it's not just the drugs and alcohol, but there's other things that people can have addictions to or, you know, this heavy desire. And so the teacher asked the students, like, you know, is there one thing that you feel like you're addicted to? And my daughter responded with avocados. As a matter of fact, my daughter and I go out we go on father-daughter dates regularly, and we frequent a sushi place near our house, and there they have what they call an avocado roll, where it's avocado on the inside, a little bit of rice on the outside, and then avocado on the top, or as my daughter calls it, avocado squared. But anyway, so my daughter relays this thing to her teacher, you know, of course, in front of her classmates, that, you know, if she had an addiction, it would be avocado. And her teacher responded, well, you really shouldn't eat that. You're going to get fat. And of course, my daughter, you know, she didn't fall far from the tree with regards to the speaking out. She's like, well, you know, my dad's this natural medicine expert, and he showed me studies showing that the good fats are actually not going to make you fat. They're actually going to help you burn fat. And so then I found this killer article, and it was like mainstream publication. So it wasn't like some, you know, airy-fairy natural health publication where, you know, this was like mainstream that would appeal to the teacher. And I sent it to my daughter, and she took it to the teacher. I'm like, you know, you're just going to make them mad. But anyway, sorry to go down that path, but
I spent my time in graduate school doing the exact same thing. Trying to break what they were teaching, that hydrogenated oils were okay. And that was in the 80s and 90s. So that was my pet peeve of the day. And so we talked about peppermint. We talked about green tea being good ways, peppermint, to sort of offset the bloating from overeating, and the green tea improving metabolism and keeping hunger at bay, especially hunger for carbs. What else can people, what are the things they should be avoiding, not just at the holidays, but other times?
Well, avoiding, I'm going to start with something that we've already talked about, because I don't think it can ever be proclaimed enough, and that is, we really need to throw away those processed starchy things that we keep in our homes, and you know, from bread to pasta. I don't care if it's whole wheat or not, honestly, or organic. Everybody thinks that if something's organic, that means that it's, you know, not going to gain weight, and that's not true. I mean, a cookie's a cookie, whether it's organic or not.
Right.
Pretzels and crackers and, you know, we really need, to me, that's the part of the epidemic. And it goes back to what you mentioned back earlier in the show about, you know, that it's really tough to feed a family of four when you're struggling for money. So it's, you know, a box of pasta and some sauce, you know, you could feed a family of four with a, you know, a pound of pasta probably and a, you know, $3 jar of, you know, of pasta sauce. And yet that starch is really, you know, so easily converted into sugar. It's broken down. And so for me, like, that's the biggest area. Don't eat the pretzels. Don't eat rice. Don't eat pasta. Don't eat potatoes. We really need to eliminate. And one of my favorite things is, you know, you should shop in the perimeter of the grocery store, because everything in the middle is all the stuff that,
yes,
you know, is boxed or packaged, and it's not the fresh produce. And we, you know, I feel like, you know, we're beating this horse, but the reality is it's obviously not sinking in because the obesity level's gone up. So my first thing is throw that crap away. Don't even keep it in your house. Do I ever eat a pretzel? Yeah, I do. But if I've gone somewhere, you know, I've gone to a baseball game with my daughter and I'm like, oh, you know what? I haven't had a pretzel in 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks or whatever. But if you don't have that stuff in your house, you're not going to eat it. And so I, you know, my biggest suggestion is to throw that stuff away. Don't buy it. My pantry's full of dishes and cups and pots and pans. It's not full of boxed and packaged cereals and pasta and rice and all those things. And so, but I got to tell you, you know, I hope you agree with me, but those foods can be almost addicting because of the,
yes,
way they convert to sugar, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and they are. And people have a hard time getting away from them because they're depending on that sugar high. And then, of course, the glucose,
right,
goes down and then you're off and running again. And it's a vicious cycle for people.
It is. So I actually have a tip for people that if you really, like, if you struggle with those in the meantime, like when you're trying to learn not to eat them, there's a supplement that I actually use. It's an ingredient. So this is the name of the ingredient. So if you go to your health food store, maybe even some pharmacies carry it, the ingredient's called Phase 2, PHASE, and the number 2. Phase 2 is a starch blocker. It inhibits the enzyme amylase from breaking starch down into sugar. And there's studies on it for weight loss, you know, helping people to lose weight, or even helping people maintain their weight after weight loss. People that used phase 2 on a regular basis also noticed that they had decreases in their cravings as well. So if you're struggling with those starchy foods, granted, the number one thing to do is just don't eat them. But if you are going to cheat, like that's what I do, or if you do eat them regularly, then if you take phase 2 before that snack or meal that has a starch, you're going to negate 65% of those unwanted carbs from being broken down. So, you know, again, the soundest advice is to not have to rely on the supplement phase 2. But the reality is that most of us in America are going to still continue to eat our bread on our, you know, because we're having a sandwich, or we're going to continue to eat pasta because it's inexpensive and it's really easy and fast to make at home. And we're going to continue to eat French fries, you know. So I'm telling you not to, but if you're going to cheat, phase 2 is one of the things you can incorporate so that you don't pack on the pounds, especially this time of the year. This is when those starchy, sugary foods are like maximized because of cakes and pies and cookies and breads and things that people, you know, have during their holiday festivities. This is when I use phase 2 the most, because I'm going to enjoy that stuff. I'm only going to have one, but I'm still going to use my phase 2 to hopefully negate the effect of the calories from eating those types of foods.
And we were talking about the sugars, but I'd like you to emphasize the importance of using natural sweeteners over artificial, because they are associated with weight gain, low metabolism.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm trying to think of who I was telling this to the other. Actually, I was in Washington D.C. As a matter of fact, I'm headed to Washington. I'm going to be doing a TV segment for ABC, and one in Baltimore and Fox. But I was telling one of the anchors in D.C. the other day that about this whole idea of artificial sweeteners will make you gain weight, and they kind of looked at me like, "Are you on crack? You know, like, how can that be possible?" And I said, well, there's a couple of things that go on here. Some of the artificial sweeteners, especially the yellow packets, I'm not going to name names, but will really make you have bloating and digestive issues. So if you're consuming the yellow packets, you got a double whammy going on with some digestive possible gas and bloating just from that one alone. But artificial sweeteners, when you consume them, obviously you get that sweet feeling or taste on your mouth, and your body's thinking, oh, cool, I'm getting sugar. But eventually it realizes that it didn't get sugar. So what ends up happening is it'll actually trigger cravings, so that further down the road, you're like, man, I could really, you know, then you'll start craving those starches and those sugary items because you didn't ever consume them. So I prefer people to go natural. I have a cup of coffee every day. I have stevia in it. And when I make my green tea at home, I have stevia in it. Agave nectar is another, we'll call it I don't want to call it low calorie, but it has less of an effect on your glycemic index, or the effect of your blood sugar, basically. I'm sure you've talked about that enough that your listeners probably know what we're talking about already. Would that be true?
Well, yes, and we're going to continue this conversation in our final segment. So those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. David Foreman.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and you can join Kevin next Sunday for his interview and discussion on nutrition. Now, our guest today is David Foreman, the herbal pharmacist, and we've been talking about shaking off the Santa belly and the many herbal tricks and the way you eat to depress your appetite and also keep your energy. And these are throughout the year, every day, every year. And we do make the point, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Just because you went to a party and ate too much, you can start all over. Every day's a new day. Every mouthful's a new mouthful. So you can make a healthy choice anytime. So Dr. Foreman, let's talk some more about the tips. You talked about peppermint to offset some of the bloating, peppermint tea, green tea to keep our metabolism and sip on that instead of sodas. But I harp on sodas, but I'd like to hear you talk about the soda issue and the fat carbo issue.
Well, it's funny for a guy to like me to bust on soda when I was raised on it. I grew up in a family where the beverage was during the summer it was iced tea, but the rest of the year round it was soda. And it was diet soda. And I can't believe, you know, I look back on it now and I can't believe, I mean, I didn't know any different. I mean, that's how I was raised. And, right. You know, my mom is still a 2 liter or more a day of diet soda. And, you know, I don't think people realize, first of all, I kind of just busted, or gave an example of the negative effects of the artificial sweeteners. So, but here's the thing with soda, regardless of whether it's diet or not, we talked about bloating earlier and peppermint tea and stuff like that. Well, a lot of people don't realize that those bubbles, whether it's a caffeine free or it's just club soda, those bubbles are bloating. And of course, the carbonation is negative for your bone health. And, you know, so if you have concerns with osteoporosis and they mess up your minerals in your body. And I mean, so there's nothing good about soda. I can just tell you right now. And then of course, if you are consuming sodas that actually have the sugar in them, I don't know which is worse. Honestly, I always struggle with which is worse, to have the sugar soda or the diet soda. And I don't even want to trouble myself. You just shouldn't drink that garbage anyway.
Right. And your point about the nutrients, the sodas used to be called a phosphate. People went to the drugstore for a phosphate because they have overload of phosphorus, which is an abundant nutrient in healthy foods, but overabundant in unhealthy foods. And that is what I call the electrolyte antagonist. So when I call sodas electrolyte antagonists, just turning that faucet on and out or going your good electrolytes.
Right. And so, you know, people are like, oh my God, well, what am I going to drink? And, you know, for me, it's, you know, it goes back to, you know, my green tea is like one of my favorite things, because you've got to drink something throughout the day. If you're not drinking purified water, then, you know, why not have it be something that's super healthy for you? I mentioned, you know, the benefits of green tea beyond the topic of you know, weight control or weight loss, you know, being a phenomenal tea for, you know, supporting the immune system and cardiovascular health and so many different aspects of health, you know, can benefit from green tea. So get off the soda. There's too many reasons for us to even, we could probably do a whole hour on soda alone, I'm thinking. Would you agree?
Yes, we could.
Yeah, so avoid the soda. I'm a big fan of tea. If you're not into green tea, you can get a black tea. Those are fine. There's not quite as many health benefits in black tea as there would be in green tea, but it is still definitely a much healthier alternative to consuming soda. So, you know, you got to drink something. Why not have it be something good for you?
And thank you for covering that. So we have mentioned that the refined processed carbohydrates, the boxed stuff, needs to be out. But and you emphasized that even whole wheat, whole grain, crackers, breads, pretzels, etc., are glycemic, sugar raising, and some of that it's worse for some people than others. Go into the fat issue. We need protein, fat, and carbohydrate, but people seem to think all fat's bad.
Yeah, you want to. All fat is not bad. As a matter of fact, I like to have people have. You know, first of all, let me get back one step real quick, and just one of my tips is to go carb free after. You know, like after from like noon on, go carb free. And you know, by the way, and I'm not talking about all carbs. I'm talking about especially those processed ones, because if you're having nuts and seeds and legumes and those are good carbs. They're complex carbohydrates, and they provide, you know, protein and good fats. And the more protein and good fats, what are good fats? Let me tell you what bad fats are. I think it'd probably be the better way. So those animal fats that are, you know, the fat from chicken and the fat from beef and the fat from pork, those saturated fats are the ones that are bad for you. But the fats that come from primarily, you know, the plant-based ones, whether it's, you know, the omega-3s from chia seeds or omega-3 and 6 from flax seeds or from avocados or, like I said, I travel with almonds and, you know, there's just amazing, those good fats actually will help your body maintain a much better metabolic rate. You're more likely to burn off the fat that's, you know, bulging over your belt buckle right now. And when you do eat those foods that are high in protein and good fats, it's going to take a few days. Like you were talking about your friend earlier, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but what ends up happening for me and will happen for everybody is that, you'll end up having fewer cravings. Your energy won't dip throughout the day. You're going to feel much more mentally stable and balanced because your blood sugar is not going to fluctuate. When we eat those refined or processed foods, whether it's sugar or those processed starchy foods, they convert to sugar so quickly, or our sugar already, and our body just immediately, instead of using it for energy, just starts storing it away as fat. But when we eat these good fats and good protein sources from whole foods, again, you're going to curb your cravings. You're going to have a better sustained energy, and you're going to end up turning into this efficient calorie burning machine without all the negative effects that go on from those other bad foods that we've, you know, talked about.
And the beans and the nuts and seeds are good fiber sources, as are raw vegetables and the non-starchy vegetables. So it gives people a lot of choices. There are a lot of choices for us in eating that are healthy choices and delicious.
Exactly. And you know, and I, you know, 15, 20 years ago, people would say, well, you know, I can't find something healthy to eat when I'm traveling, or I can't find something that healthy to eat, you know, when I'm, you know, driving from here to there, even convenience stores now sell salads. You know, even convenience stores sell trail mix. But you do have to read your trail mix. I went to a grocery store again. Like I said, I'm traveling right now. I went to a grocery store the other day, and it was a health food grocery store. And even some of their trail mixes in the health food store weren't necessarily the healthiest. They had, you know, extra chocolate bits, and they had sweetened dried fruit, and so those things you sort of have to read your labels. Just because it says it's trail mix doesn't always necessarily mean it's healthy trail mix.
Right.
So make sure you're reading. Like I had to read my labels, and this one said literally roasted almonds mixed with roasted lightly salted cashews. And I'm not a big into the salt added thing, but I read the label. One serving has 30 milligrams. So there's like no salt basically in this product that I'm consuming. And it's super high in fiber, like you mentioned. It's going to give me that full feeling. The almonds are one of my favorite heart healthy, weight healthy foods to eat. And so, you can find healthy food alternatives out there. You don't have to stop by and talk to the squawk box and pick up your burger and fries on your way through. You can you can now quickly get these healthier food alternatives.
You know, that's very interesting, because I did walk a niece through Whole Foods, and then we went to 7-Eleven. And I said, you can actually eat healthy. We went to the nuts. You can get water. You can get a banana. You can get a hard-boiled egg. And so there are lots of choices there, even though that's not generally a place one goes for healthy foods. But in trying to compromise in life and say, okay, this is what I have access to, what's going to be best for me? Or keeping, as you mentioned, the trail mix, the healthy trail mix with you, so that you've got it, it's in hand. I always carry nuts with me, and those aren't people. Mm-hmm. Those are the edible things. So we have a few moments. Can you just run down your tips
sure.
sort of at a bullet point?
Yeah, all right. So the three big ones, we tend to drink a lot of sodas. Whatever beverage it is that you know that you're consuming that's unhealthy, look at some healthier alternatives. I talked about mint tea earlier for those who maybe just have that occasional, like, I'm overindulged in food and I'm feeling kind of bloated and yucky. Mint tea will help with that. Drink green tea throughout the day. Not only does it help your immune system and cardiovascular system, it can help speed up your metabolic rate a little bit so you burn more calories. That'll help with weight loss. It also can kind of curb your appetite. The second tip I had was to try to stay carb-free, especially those processed, starchy, sugary foods. Avoid those, especially after noon every day. If you do struggle with eating those starchy pasta bread, bagels, rice, potatoes, you can do what I do when I cheat, which is I like corn chips and potato chips. So if I do ever have those, I take phase two. Phase two is a starch blocker. And then the third thing is, those artificial sweeteners really are, I mean, beyond the chemical part of it, are unhealthy for you as well, because they can sort of fool your body into thinking you're getting sugar. And in a lot of cases, those artificial sweeteners will actually promote weight gain by you're going to end up probably having more cravings for the foods that you shouldn't be eating, like we just talked about. They also cause digestive bloating. And so you're going to just, feel puffy and bloated and yucky. So those are the three areas that I'd focus on, especially during the holidays. But like you said, year round as well.
Well, we appreciate that. And thank you for being on the show and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a blessing. And I wish everybody a fantastic 2016.
And to you as well. And also, listeners, I want to thank you for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the other previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And remember, every mouthful is a new mouthful. Every choice is a new choice. So as our lives move forward, I am constantly reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And that's what we do every day. And also, folks, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.